And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. I'm talking about covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation, this one, Alabama. And I mean to say, we send our signal way on down south of Birmingham and up north of Huntsville and Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, Mississippi, all thrown in just for good measure. I tell you who else covers a lot of ground, y'all. Wow. Southern Immediate Care. Southern Immediate Care, a chain of clinics, one of our sponsors, that's all over North Alabama. They're in places like Gadsden, Anniston, Atala, five locations around the Birmingham area. Southern Immediate Care, this is who I use personally, just so you know. I know the owner of the toll chain. What a great guy. He's a Right Side ruffian, let me tell you. But Southern Immediate Care, open 7 days a week. Every time I've been, super clean, super friendly folks, very professional, and they will get things done right there on the spot. Walk-ins are okay. They'll take all ages. I'm talking about from pediatric all the way up to geriatric. Southern Immediate Care. If you wake up on a Saturday morning and the kid's got a fever, what do? Southern Immediate Care. Check them out. Just go online, find the location nearest to you. And when you go, by the way, do me a favor, tell them you heard about it on Right Side Radio. All right, let me jump over here to some text messages before I go any further. Jim from Huntsville. I haven't heard anything about it yet, but there are, as these are three federal gun-related charges, if he's convicted on all three, will that be enhanced under his daddy's 1994 three-strikes crime bill? Lord, let that be the case, he says. Amen. I don't think so, and I don't think it. I don't think it combines with his, his exit from the Navy for pissing hot on a drug test. Although that will probably come in because that's clear evidence that he was lying. Dustin from Hazel Green, with regards to Hunter Biden, he'll walk with a fine, end up the poster boy for pushing gun control somehow, or be pardoned, or he'll roll on daddy for something he knows everybody wants. There's a theory. What does a desperate junkie do? They find a way out by saying, well, I'll tell you something about them if you'll let me go. I don't know, man. I'd have a hard time believing that would be a thing, but we'll see. Mike from Athens sent something for you, Boomer. He says, here you go, Boomer, and he sent a Facebook link. I don't know what it is. I'll leave it to you. Steve from Coleman. Hey, Phil, Basement Joe would pardon Hunter Biden so he wouldn't spend any time in jail. That is a very real possibility. It's also an election year. So unless he's going to say I'm not running again, I don't know that he could get away with that and expect to be reelected. But Steve, you make a great point. Butch from Athens. The Hunter conviction is the presidential pardon. We're thinking alike. But, yeah, I get you. Let me tell you something, though. Just real briefly for the next few minutes, the shine is off the apple to some degree. You remember back in the 2020 campaign? It didn't matter what anybody said. It didn't matter about a Hunter Biden laptop. It didn't matter. None of it mattered. Don't you talk bad. But he's hiding in his basement. Don't you talk bad. But he said, if you don't vote for me, you're not black. Don't you talk bad. And it went on and on and on. Trump's having major rallies with 75 and 80,000 people showing up. He's having like parking lots with a few cars honking their horns when he says something meaningful. He's campaigning from his basement. Literally campaigning from his basement. It was one gaffe after another. And then there's Hunter Biden. And yet he still got supposedly elected. Well, somebody who I've lost the love for, Mitt Romney, announced yesterday he's not running for re-election. Whoop, whoop. However, I just saw on CNN, apparently his memoirs are coming out, and he's going to talk bad about some members of Senate. So he's probably decided time to get out while the getting's good. Anyway, President Biden, when he was running, says Romney, said he was a transitional figure to the next generation. Well, it's time for him to transition, too. So Romney is, for what it's worth, is encouraging Biden not to run. Well, what does that mean? Why do we care what Mitt Romney says on his way out the door? Well, how about, though, if we look around and realize it's not just like the squishy Republican Romney. How about when MSNBC begins to admit that even off camera, they talk about, man, he doesn't need to run. You got story here from the Daily Wire, Dateline yesterday. MSNBC host says Democrats admit off-air that Biden's too old to run for a second term. By the way, I go back to the age versus infirmity thing. The other day I did a whole segment on that. It's not the age, per se, as much as it is the infirmity. Do I worry about someone in their 80s running for president? Certainly I do. But at the same time, what I'm really looking at is, what is their mental acuity? What is their capacity? What is their physical stamina? Are they able to stand up to the rigors of a very rigorous job? And Biden is proving no. Democrats concede off air they believe that President Joe Biden is too old to seek another term in the White House, according to MSNBC host Joe Scarborough. Morning Joe and his wife co-host Mika. Says Mika and I mean, everybody we talk to, every political discussion, all it talks about is former President Donald Trump. But when it comes to Joe Biden, they say, man, he's too old to run. And then he tried to kind of backtrack and crawfish a little bit on it. But then he did go on to say, though, we often complain about Republicans who say one thing about Donald Trump off the air and another on the air. Well, let me just say, Democrats off the air say that Joe Biden's too old. Why is he running? But they won't say that on the air. That's Joe Scarborough saying that. But then he points out, the article does, shine being off the apple, the Washington Post columnist David Ignatius, who is a known liberal. David Ignatius wrote an opinion piece in which he called for Biden not to run. Washington Post. This is like the MSNBC of newspapers. Story here, I'll pick it up from the New York Post. Top Washington Post columnist urges Biden to drop out of the race. Prominent Washington Post columnist David Ignatius, who is favored by President Biden and has been supportive of his presidency, has now called on the 80-year-old commander-in-chief to drop out of the race. Says in the opinion piece that was bluntly titled, President Biden Should Not Run Again in 2024, Ignatius asserts that Biden's age, it's not just a Fox News trope. He said it's been the subject of dinner table conversations across America. And the eminent commentator who has written for the paper under seven different potential presidential administrations cites an AP poll that finds that more than three quarters of the American public, 77%, including a notable number of Democrats, 69%, think that Biden is too old to be effective for four more years. And I think we need to shift the dynamic of this conversation. Let's talk about infirmity versus age. I mean, keep in mind, President Trump is only, 3 years behind Biden? And yet he just looks far more vigorous, far more mentally, capable, has a dynamic presence, can draw a large crowd. Biden struggles to find his way off the stage. Today he gave a speech. I haven't had a chance to go watch it yet, but I saw a little piece of it during a break a little while ago. And he went into angry Biden again, where he began yelling, and no one knows why. It's almost like it's scary. Well, it's a clear indication that he's, and that's one of the signs of, mental, diminishing is outbursts and the inability to converse in certain ways. Well, it just goes on. It goes on and on and on. But folks, I'm going to tell you, the shine's off the apple right now. When you got liberals beginning to call you out, how about this one? New York Times. So that was the Washington Post. That was MSNBC. Here's one, Dateline Today. New York Times columnist suggests that Biden's decline and possible health risks could mean that Trump could win in 2024. The New York Times, the old gray lady, opinion columnist Ross Douthat analyzed President Biden's apparent decline in a piece that was published Wednesday, becoming yet another columnist to raise concerns about the president in recent days. He said, I do not think President Biden's decline is overstated by the media, by some Republicans maybe, but the mainstream press is, if anything, treading very gingerly around the evident reality. He said, I do think Biden's defenders are correct that the effect of his age on his presidency has been, at most, only mildly negative. Douthat analogized the increasing anxiety around Biden's lousy poll numbers to baseball, saying, the ball will always find you. Which means that if you place a player where he shouldn't be or try to disguise a player's incapacity by shifting him away, that they'll find a way to hit to him. Well, that's what's happening. That's what's happening. So there's MSNBC, New York Times, Washington Post, and now you got The Hill. The Hill magazine, which goes back and forth and does have some conservative commentary. The Hill magazine has come out with the five possible alternatives if President Biden doesn't run. Like who could jump in there? Who would it be? And so the fact that they're opining like this is clearly an indication that they're worried. Clearly an indication that the left is going, oh, crap. And so the first thing out the gate is, of course, they have to say it, Vice President Harris. But the only way that that happens is if Biden abandons his current run. The next one they say, California Governor Gavin Newsom. Oh, boy. The next one they say, Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg. The next one they say, Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer. Oh, boy. And the one they say after that, brace yourself, brace yourself. Hold on, stand by. Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Can you imagine a ticket where somehow or another Gretchen Whitmer and Gavin Newsom join up? Two people that have been running their states into the ground for years. But man, they've got the liberal bona fides. I mean, they can come in there and they can say, I'm for all of it. Throw it all in there. But how about this? What if we had, let's go ahead and say Mayor Pete Buttigieg and AOC decided to run as a ticket. There's an awesome opportunity. We'll get the younger generation. They'll be cool. They know how to use Instagram. It'll be awesome. Yeah. This is, a clear indication the shine is off the apple. I tell you what, I got a call. I'll take it real quick before I go into the break. Is that Jeffro? Jeff from Indiana. What are you doing, buddy?
I'm getting ready to find out how much of this rocket they've taken down today.
I bet it's just about gone, man. They're not wasting time.
They had the top of it off the other day, so I'm figuring it's probably long gone by now.
Well,
but talking about old Joe there, you know.
Yeah.
How's this going to affect the puppet master? I mean, if they don't have Joe to pull strings on, because I mean, he gets that on stage and it's like, you know, hey, I've been told to do this and I've been told that. So all he is you know, he can be replaced by Howdy Doody. he's got about as much cognitive ability as Howdy Doody, and whoever's pulling is making his mouth move is truly the leader. So I wonder how that's going to affect them.
I don't know, man. It's a great question. I mean, the firm belief is he's not the one making all the decisions in the background. You know, Susan Rice quit a while back. I thought she was the one pulling the strings, but she quit. So I mean, I don't know. There's that place, that whole White House is now filled up with activists from, some of the liberal think tanks that have been all around the D.C. area, and folks from the World Economic Forum and stuff like that. So I don't know which one's pulling the strings, or maybe they all are. Maybe they have their group meetings. They decide to tell him what to say the next day, but it's ugly.
We know it's not Kamala. I mean, I think that's what they're more afraid of is that if something happens to him and she gets in there, they may not be able to control her. She may get the big head and not listen to everybody. So, I mean, the cackling cacristocracy would be born.
It'd be awful. And Boomer found an article the other day that said that some people in the left consider Kamala Harris to be the insurance that keeps Biden in the race. But
he doesn't need Secret Service protection. I mean, he's a safe man as long as he's number two.
All right, man, we got to go to a break. Be careful on the road, dude.
See you, bud.
See ya. All right, we'll take the break right now. We'll come right back and wrap it up for the day. It's been a full one. It's been a good day. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. You guys, stay tuned. We will be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Yeah, making common sense a superpower. Hey, Listen, I got to tell you who else has a whole lot of common sense in the way they do things. ZLA Solutions. I was actually talking with them this morning. ZLA Solutions. They do all kinds of things to help businesses make their businesses better. I mean, that's their goal in life, to help you make your business better. So they can help you with all kinds of stuff like, you know, sorting and containment, quality control, logistics, warehousing. But their bread and butter still remains staffing. They can do things to help you find people if you need people. Listen, if you need people, you need just onesies and twosies that have like special niche, hard to find skills, or you need a whole shift of people to run a factory or, you know, outfit a hospital or a food service industry. It doesn't matter. They got major name clients all over North Alabama and really beyond. ZLA Solutions. They can do the recruiting, the background checks, the drug testing, all of it. Blue collar, white collar, or no collar, I always say. So check them out. Their website is ZLAUSA.com. That's ZLAUSA.com. And then do me a favor, tell them you heard about it on Right Side Radio. I got a few text messages I'll get in here. Brian from Huntsville texted in and says, Baraka Dunham is, oh, I see what he did. Like Jeff Dunham, the guy that has the dummies, you know, that makes a talk. He says, Baraka Dunham is controlling the Biden administration. It took me a second there, Brian, but I caught on. Glenn from Bluntsville says, I have a better puppet and puppet master, Jeff Dunham and Walter. Have you seen that, by the way? You know who Jeff Dunham is, right?
I love Jeff Dunham.
Have you seen his one, Walter, that looks just like Joe Biden?
Yeah, Walter's hilarious.
He's even got one
like
he does
Hawkman,
now
though.
Where they have, I like Hawkman too. He's even got one now he does where it's got Walter like in the Oval Office because it looks just like Biden.
I haven't seen that one yet.
It's hilarious.
I'm looking it up tonight.
Yeah, you can. Yeah, I did that
Walter
one time. I googled
in the Oval Office.
I did Jeff Dunham, Walter Biden, and I got a video.
Okay.
Yeah.
Done.
Jeff from Indiana texted in. Jeff, how do you keep doing that while you're driving? He says, "Can you imagine Donald Trump walking out in front of a bunch of reporters and saying, here's my list my staff told me I can't take questions from.' Ha, ha. It wouldn't work. You're right. It wouldn't work. I also can't imagine President Trump going out there and going, I don't know about you, but I'm going to bed. That happened last weekend. Steve from Lacey Springs, at your convenience, would you text me the word that describes an incompetent administration or regime? I would like to look that up. I will indeed, sir. The word you're thinking of is called kakistocracy. Kakistocracy. The rough definition of kakistocracy is a government run by the least competent of its citizens. So, yes, sir, kakistocracy, a real word. I'll send it to you momentarily. David from Huntsville. I tell you what, Boomer, go ahead and send that to him if you don't mind, please. Yeah, Steve from Lacey Springs. David from Huntsville, he texted in and says, the worst things about Joe Biden are not his age or atrocious behavior. It's his lifelong decisions to lie, always, and his amazing ability to be 100% wrong over decades on virtually every important issue affecting our nation, especially foreign policy. Astute observation on your part, David from Huntsville. And then John from Huntsville texted in and says, hey, Boomer, me and E.T. talked it over and decided to give both you and McQueen an A-plus for doing a fantastic job. So now John's talking to E.T.
Yeah, John has E.T. with him.
I'm a little concerned. He says, Boomer, me and E.T. talked it over and decided to give both you and McQueen an A-plus for doing a fantastic job. Phil, I was only going to give you an A-double-plus after adding some extra credit points for that mini-dipper, but E.T. convinced me to give you an out-of-this-world A-triple-plus. Get it? E.T. out of this world? Nice. Congratulations, Phil. You are today's winner. I feel it in my soul, brother. Thank you
so
much,
John.
All right, listen. We do this because of y'all. That's why we do it, man. I'm just telling you. And by the way, if you didn't get my monologue at the beginning, it was on the whole idea of recognizing that symbols of our faith and our patriotism, they can't be denigrated. They are legit. And I use the story of the Appeal to Heaven flag. So I encourage you, go on YouTube or any podcasting scenario, and by this evening, you'll find today's Right Side Way monologue. Check it out. Yeah. All right. Great show, Boom Shakalaka.
Great show.
Good job, man.
Good day.
All right. We will see you guys tomorrow on Friday. Have an amazing night. We'll see you then.